Welcome back to Mad Props. I am Chris Schnabel. This is episode 63 of Mad Props. If you are watching this podcast, you may notice my background's a little different. If you're not watching, it's going to seem like a normal podcast, right? But if you are watching, my background's a little different. Well, that's because I've been traveling a lot. I've been doing a lot of travel for work. If you're wondering, like, why have there been so many solo episodes and not many guest episodes recently? This is why. I've been doing a lot of travel, a lot of work in the last 3 weeks. So I haven't really been able to book anybody because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to record or the times I'd be available. So I didn't want to do any of that because I didn't want to overbook or book and then have to cancel or anything like that. So we're here and we are doing another solo cast. Honestly, this one's going to be a lot shorter of an episode and maybe one of the shortest in a while, just because I wanted to get an episode out there, but I actually have a flight to catch today and I don't want to. Today, the day I'm recording this, not today, the day you're going to be listening, but I do have a flight to catch the day I'm recording this, but I wanted to make sure I get an episode out there and I will not have any time to do it after this little pocket of time I have now. So I just want to make sure I get an episode out there. If you're not already, follow us on social at Mad Props Pod. You can follow us on Twitter or X. That's where we do a lot of our posting. We do a lot of our interactions. You can also follow us on Instagram. We'll do a lot of reels and different videos on there, and we'll interact with people. We share a lot. If you want to actually keep up with guests, Instagram is definitely the way to go because we do share a ton of our guest stuff on Instagram and our stories and stuff like that. So if you want to see what's going on with former guests and stuff like that, Instagram is definitely the way to go. You also can follow us on Facebook. I'm actually making it a priority to post more on Facebook for not only Mad Props, but to make sure we post more on Facebook for Schnabel Studios, which I'm going to get into in a second. But so like, you can follow us on all three platforms and you will find content on all three platforms. Right now, Facebook just kind of mirrors Instagram, but I really want to make it its own kind of thing because I think we can build our Facebook even better than it is. So definitely for Schnabel Studios, we're going to do it. I'm going to try to do it for Mad Props a little bit too. Speaking of Schnabel Studios, make sure you follow Schnabel Studios as well. We are posting a lot of video work that's been going on. A lot of the stuff that I've been traveling for, you could kind of find on there, be via the remix or something like that from the post communities they were posted in originally. So definitely just go to Schnabel Studios, follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to see that stuff. And you can see a lot of the stuff we've been doing. I'm making sure we get a lot of posts out there to kind of keep up with what we're doing. So people that are like, why is the episode only 15 minutes? This is why, because we're traveling around and stuff like that. So I'm currently in Buffalo, New York. For those of you that listen, you know, I'm originally in Dallas. And right now I'm in Buffalo. I'm shooting video for work. Last week I was still in Texas, but I was a little bit outside of Dallas doing video for work as well. And then obviously there was a whole episode about it the week before when I was at Dallas Collecticon and shooting with Jason Page, which I have more of those shoots coming up very soon. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully the next couple of episodes we'll have some guests. We are talking with some people to come on. I have some people kind of lined up, but they're TBD on the actual date of them coming on. But because things will slow down for a minute, I should be able to do more guests and more talking with other people and not just talking with myself. So that's kind of what we're hoping for. We have two guests lined up. Not going to announce anything until they come out because I've done that in the past and I've been burned. And we have a couple guests in the pipeline that we're talking to. I mean, then I'm going to just try to find other people. Like, it may just be people that are interesting, have interesting stories or are interesting to talk to, or maybe I'm just friends with, like, just people to come on so we get different perspectives on everything we do. And those episodes will be a little more themed if they're not like, you know, like if Darren Nefcy comes back on for some reason, like, that would be more geared towards her. But if my buddy from college comes on, it'll probably be more themed towards something in that, in a different area, you know, something they're more expertised in or something like that. So a lot of different things going on, a lot of different things coming up this summer and stuff like that, that we're really excited to share. But none of that's coming in this episode. All right. I just wanted to get that out there here in the intro. But, you know, we're going to roll the credits. We're going to get on with the podcast because it's not going to be that long, but we still want to roll the credits. So we're going to roll the credits. This right here that you are listening to is Mad Props. Let's go. flight soon on the day I'm recording this. So I really can't go too deep or too long or anything like that. For some people, that might be okay. Like, oh, a nice little 15-minute in and out episode. That's going to be nice. And it's not going to be like a house cleaning thing or anything like that. I do want to say one thing that's a little bit of an update about the show. And then I'm going to get off of that. But so recently, we've been using Spotify for podcasters since the beginning of this and Sketching Up and Southern Hospitality and all that. We've been using Spotify for podcasters. That is no longer the case. We have officially made the move to Podbean, and none of that matters to anybody listening. You're still going to be able to listen no matter what. But the reason I want to bring it up is because the switch to Podbean has officially put us on literally everything. So we were already available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, you know, like the major players. But now, like, if you say you go to your Alexa, like your Alexa will play. If you go to TuneIn, you can hear it on TuneIn Radio. Like all those, every last little thing that hosts podcasts, we are officially on with the switch to Podbean. So like, it's really shown in the numbers. Like even the numbers for the last episode were significantly bigger than I expected them to be, even though they're a little off still, because we made the switch right as the episode came out, and like the numbers are a little jank because of it. But they're gonna, obviously as it goes, we'll see improvement and all that. But that, it's just like, I don't know. It's just been really great, a really great switch. And to see that people are listening on all these different apps, like it shows you all the apps people listen on. And there's like, you know, 10 different apps people are listening on, or 11 different apps. And you're like, oh, wow. Like people aren't literally just listening on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. Like they're going everywhere. And that's been amazing. So, and this also is because like our listener base is actually very strongly on Apple Podcasts. And I really want to make sure that we cater to that. Like, yes, we're going to cater to everything, and we want you to listen on everything or watch or however you decide to take it in. But we really want to make sure that the people that are listening on their platform are getting getting what they deserve, as in like they're getting the best quality, everything they can get from us. So that's what we're trying to do. That's what's going on. We switched to Podbean. It's been really good. Hopefully things will come out of it, because things have already started to be pretty good. So that's just a little like housekeeping thing that I wanted to bring up. It's really nothing major, just something to kind of, I don't know, just bring up because it's exciting. It's been exciting, the different things we've been able to do and build. And I can't wait to continue doing that and continue growing, as I say in every episode. So thank you all for listening. We are trying, this is just me proving that we're trying to make things better as we continue on and on and on and on. And on. Anyway, as I said, I am in Buffalo, New York right now. Buffalo has been rainy the last couple of days. It is pouring right now. That's why I was like, you know what? Why don't I record my podcast right now? Because I won't have any time anyway. So I should record it right now. But it's rainy outside. It has been actually the first 2 days I was here, it was pretty nice. And then it's been kind of rainy, and today's cold and rainy. So it's kind of switched back to typical, you know, March weather in upstate New York, except it's not snowing, which has been fantastic. I've seen enough snow in my life. I don't need it anymore. That's why we live in Dallas now. But anyway, I'm here in Buffalo, New York, and it's been good. We did a video shoot and stuff like that, which has been fine. But the other day, I believe it was the first day of shooting, so this is Wednesday, I was insanely jealous. I'm very jealous that I was not in Dallas. So my girlfriend shoots, she's calling me like frantically. We're on our way to dinner, and my girlfriend's calling me frantically, but like I'm in the car with a client and like we're talking, so I don't want to be rude. And I decline the call, and I'm like, hey, you know, can't talk right now. What's up? And she texts me back, and she goes, I'm at the gym right now. So we go to this local gym. It's called Carpenter. I don't know what the whole thing's called, but it's Carpenter Gym. It's one of the gyms we go to, because you get to go to like a series of them with this pass. And she texts me, and she goes, I'm at the gym right now, and Tyreek Hill is here. Yeah, that Tyreek Hill was at this random Flano gym. I don't know why, but it was 100% true. So immediately, obviously, I call her. I'm like, wait, hold on. Tyreek Hill? Like that Tyreek Hill? Like Jeetah? Like, okay. So I call her and she doesn't answer because she's at the gym, so her service is whack. And she texts me and she goes, like, he's here. He's like signing autographs and stuff. And I'm like that Tyreek Hill? And she's like, oh, he's like filming something. I don't know what's going on, but he's like filming something. And should I get a picture? Should I get an autograph? Like I truly am. I'm just happy that she did anything. Right. I'm so grateful that she did anything. Like she does not care about Tyreek Hill. I'm sure what happened is he walked in, a bunch of people gathered around and she heard somebody say, that's Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins. And that's how she knew who it was. But like, she doesn't care about that at all. And she's like, should I get an autograph? Should I get a picture? And we decided that if she can, to get an autograph on this, like she had like this carrying case thing. And then what I was going to do, if she got signed, we're going to cut it out. We're going to put it at the bottom of a frame. And then in the frame will be like a photo of Tyreek Hill, you know, like those really nice frame things. We'll get it cut out really nice and square. Put it at the bottom, it'll say Tyreek Hill or something like that. And at the top, it'll be a photo of Tyreek Hill. And that was what we decided we were going to do with the autograph. And I really wanted her to get a picture because I would have just sent to everybody like Mary was at the gym with Tyreek Hill. It'd be hilarious because why is Tyreek Hill there? But she sat there and she waited and waited and waited as he went to the back room and did whatever he was filming, whatever he was doing. I don't know, whatever he was doing. And then he came out and there was no autographs, no pictures. The producers just wanted to get out of there. And so nothing happened of it. But the fact of the matter, beyond all this, Tyreek, if you're listening, if you hear this at all, why were you there? Why were you at this random Plano gym? I don't know if he's from the Dallas area, but even if he is, like, why was he there? Why was he there? Like, it makes no sense why he was there. It just truly doesn't. Like, why was he at this random ass gym in Dallas, in Upper Dallas? Like, there's so many nice gyms in the city. There's so many private and really high exclusivity gyms in Dallas. Like, it's a big city. So what made him decide, like, I'm going to go to this small, out of the way gym in the very upper Dallas area? I don't know. It was just really funny that she would give me that call. And the reason all this is really funny is because we've been told, like, this is the kind of stuff that would happen to us. We usually run into situations where we're meeting people that are like have some fame behind them, or getting into situations where we, you know, we're doing kind of cool things because Mary's a big talker and I'm a wanderer. So like I end up in different places. Like I've ended up in the middle of Heinz Field once because I was just wandering around Pittsburgh and ended up inside the stadium and then ended up inside the field. And that's just how that goes. And a really good story that happened to us recently is we were at SMU's campus. That's Southern Methodist University. For those that don't know, we were at SMU's campus, which is in Dallas, Texas. And we were there for an SMU basketball game, which was good. It's all right. I will say right now, SMU basketball, it was not the funnest game I've ever gone to. Like, I just thought the pageantry of the whole thing was a little weak. But we went to Gonzaga. I went to every Gonzaga game, and it was nothing like a Gonzaga game. So, like, that kind of makes sense to me. Anyway, and I've gone to UConn games, too, when I lived out in Connecticut, and it's nothing like that either. Anyway, doesn't matter. So we're there, and first we find our way out to the football field, which is not hard. There's an open gate. We go all the way down to the field, you know, whatever, whatever. But then we're walking to go get coffee, and we're walking, and we're by the practice field, and there's this tour bus just sitting there. And there's this guy, he's dressed in all black, smoking a cigarette on his phone, just no one else around, just this guy. And I go up, and you know, I'm a wanderer and a talker. So I go up and I go like, hey, what's up, man? Are we guest performing here? Like, are you with a band or something like that? He goes, yeah. Yeah. He goes, yeah, we're performing here. I'm over at this stadium. Like, we're doing some, I don't remember what the concert was, to be honest with you, but they were doing some concert or something like that. And he's like, yeah, we're at the stadium. It's great. And oh, that's awesome, man. Like, well, good luck with that. Like, have fun, you know, all that stuff. And as I'm saying, like, basically saying goodbye, right? Mary is like looking and she's like, I can't explain the face really, but it's like an excitement and a confusion and about to freak out like all at once. And she goes, are you in a band, in a country band? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, are you in the Eli Young band? And he goes, yeah, I'm Eli Young. So the lead singer of this country band was just standing there, and we just happened to run into him. Now, I had no idea who this was, so it probably was a humbling experience. And I was like, all right, cool, dude. Have a good day. Like, I thought he was a roadie, to be honest with you, because he was dressed in all black, and he's by himself. He's smoking a cigarette. I didn't expect the lead singer of a band to be smoking a cigarette. But she was like, oh, my God, I've seen you so many times, because I guess they open a lot for a lot of very big bands. But it's just like, that's just something that we kind of encounter when we explore and stuff like that, because we're both wanderers, we're both talkers, and we're both kind of just seeking, we're both interested in seeking out what's going on and stuff like that. So just a couple fun stories, I guess, that we can go on there. And I thought the Tyreek Hill one was hilarious. Maybe, I don't know if y'all are listening, let us know in the comments if you thought that was funny, but I think it's funny that I'm stuck in Buffalo, New York, filming, and she's at the gym and Tyreek Hill is there. I would have, like, first of all, the one thing that really stinks is I would probably known as Tyreek Hill pretty quickly, right? The other thing that kind of stinks is if I had my car, we could have gotten like a football signed or something like that, because I have all that stuff in my car. But it doesn't matter. He didn't sign anything anyway. I'm just, like I said, I'm just happy that she even thought about staying around to try to get something, because, like, that's awesome. Like, she's great for that. Like, why? She doesn't have to, she didn't care at all. She can be like, oh yeah, Tyreek Hill's here. All right, I'm going to go work out now. But she sat there for like an hour and a half waiting for him and then didn't get anything and wasn't upset by it. Like, she was upset that she got a no, like they told her no, but she wasn't upset that she sat there and did all that. Like, cause she's the best. Like, honestly, she's the best. But I'm probably going to wrap this up now. I have to kind of get ready to get going. I got to get packed up and out the door soon before they force me out of this room. But I want to thank everybody for listening to Matt Props. Thank you again for listening to this episode. It was nice and short. So, like, for those of you that didn't want a full long episode, but wanted to stay updated a little bit and get a couple stories in there, this was the perfect bite-sized episode. And that might even be the title. Might be a bite-sized episode. But thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for joining. We really appreciate being here. Make sure you follow us on social, Instagram, X/Twitter, and Facebook, Mad Props Pod. You can also find us at schnaubelstudios.com/Mad Props Pod. You'll find all our social links, you can find the podcast there. You can find the video form. You can find some articles, and you can find all of our socials there. And there's going to be some new stuff coming up. I'm going to have different guest profiles and all this stuff to really dive in, so you can really get immersed in Mad Props world. And if you are like new to the episodes, you can learn more about episodes previous, like people that came on, without having to listen or go back and try to find. So that's something we're working on. It is in the works, but it's not done yet. But anyway, that's schnaubelstudios.com/Mad Props Pod. You can also check out Schnaubel Studios to see all of our podcasts and some of our long form videos, like the DJ Groulet documentary and Offstage is all there. That's schnaubelstudios.com. Also follow Schnaubel Studios on socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter/X, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. We post to all those pretty consistently. You can find a lot of our videos, and you'll find shorts and posts and all that on YouTube. So definitely subscribe to our YouTube if you don't already, because we do a lot on YouTube. And if you want like more, you want to communicate with us, you want to talk with us, you want to interact with us, that's Twitter/X. If you want to see videos and keep updates and see updates on guests, I will say Instagram is the best place to see updates on guests. Go follow our Instagram at Schnaubel Studios or at Mad Props Pod. Sheesh. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll see you next Monday, hopefully with a guest, but we'll see. We got some time here, but I have one maybe in the pipeline, but hopefully with a guest. If not, it'll just be me and you again, which has been fun for me. I don't know if it's been fun for you. Hey, let us know, like, comment, subscribe, right? Dude, go down in the comments. Let us know. Do you actually like this? Do you like this interaction? Do you like us talking? Like, do you like me just talking one-on-one sometimes? Like, should I try to integrate a little more? Is it okay that it's in these 3-episode blocks? I mean, this one has to be okay because I've just been so busy with travel that I have not had a second to get anybody on. But like, let us know what you think. Like, is this working? Is it not working? The only way for us to know is for you to tell us. So, like, that's kind of what we need from you. But thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you being here. I'm not going to keep rambling on. I got to go catch a flight. Next time you'll see me, hopefully I'm in Dallas. Who knows? But this has been Matt Pops. Thank you guys so much. See you later.